Okay.
Okay.
Hello, thank you for holding. Am I speaking with McKenzie?
Yes.
Great, McKenzie. My name's Daniel Nelson. I'm one of the online specialists here at Local Splash. How you doing this Wednesday, ma'am?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. Another day in paradise, right?
Yeah.
That's right. Now, just to verify, so I see two different names. Is it Dixon's Trees LLC or SC Lawn and Tree?
It's Dixon Trees LLC, and we're a tree company. We don't do lawn care.
Got it. Did the name used to be SC Lawn, though?
Yeah, that was the original
Got it.
And then we switched over to tree servicing.
Gotcha. So let me change that. And that looks like that's what you have on Google now, which is good. So you currently have the Google My Business page, Home Advisor listing, and that's about it currently online. Is that right?
Right. Yeah.
All right. So we'll be able to help you out big time. Have you considered first page placement on Google before?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We want to do that.
All right. Perfect. So let me tell you how these rates break down first. Everything here, McKenzie, is month-to-month, no contracts. We are a performance-based company, and you're going to have a completely set flat rate, meaning we don't charge you lead fees, click fees, call fees. There's no hidden charges.
Okay.
Now, with the discounts applied, we're going to be able to bring your monthly down, and this will never go up on you to just $249 a month.
And what does that include?
So what that's going to include is first page placement on Google and Bing for 15 keyword phrases. Are you already familiar? Oh, go ahead.
Do we get to pick the phrases? Because I want them to be tree service specific.
Yes. So what will happen is you're going to have a client interview with your assigned technician who will be the one, like, creating your website, doing the keywords, all the optimization. So they're going to pull up all the keywords that are trending in your area related to tree service. Now, you know your industry best, so you can suggest keywords, but we want to make sure there's searches for those keywords. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, perfect. So you get 15 total. Now, anytime they're typed in, your company is going to show up in two spotlight positions on the first page of Google. You're familiar with the layout on Google, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Perfect. So the first position you'll be listed in is going to be at the top of the page within the first four in the Google advertising section. You're going to have a little green ad next to your name there. Now, are you familiar with the Google ads? Do you know how those work?
Yeah, I Google a lot of stuff. So.
Perfect, perfect. So just to clarify, out of your $249 monthly, $100 is allocated towards those ads each month. So once you've exceeded that budget, we don't charge you more, but you're going to rotate off the ad section. So it's not a 24/7 listing up there. Does that all make sense?
Okay, so yeah, so how often will it be there?
So your clicks will range from 50 cents to $5 a click up there. So for example, let's lowball it and say they're at $5. You would get a minimum of 20 clicks before you rotate off of the ad section.
Okay, so about how many clicks? Oh, it's 50 cents to a dollar, so it would be like anywhere from 100 to 200.
Oh, 50 cents to $5 a click. So let's say it's at $5 a click. You would be looking at a minimum of 20 clicks before you rotate off.
But we don't know how much each click is going to cost?
No, they'll go over that with you in the client interview. It depends on the keyword, the popularity, and how many people are bidding on that keyword.
Okay,
so, for example, like if you targeted, like, underwater basket weaver, right? That would be like 1 cent probably, right? Because nobody does that. But for like tree removal, that's going to be a higher trending keyword. So that'll be more up towards the $5 range.
Okay. So I'm just going to write that down. And then if we want to boost it, like, more, if we see that we want more than 20 clicks, like, can we do that?
You can. So that budget you can always play with. So what stays constant is the $149, and I'll tell you what that includes in a second. But the $100 ads you can always play with. So let's say 1 month you wanted $300 of ads. Your monthly would be at $449. Or vice versa, let's say you're getting enough organic traffic from the other spot we're listing you in. You can eliminate your ads, which would make it at $149 a month.
Okay. And then can you go ahead and talk about the $149?
Yes, ma'am. So what that's going to include is optimization for 15 keyword phrases organically in the map section on the first page of Google and Bing. So the benefit of being there is, first off, it's the most popular section. That's where the majority of the clicks go to. And you do not rotate off. You get an unlimited amount of clicks and calls there.
So with that one, how do you get to, like, the top section of the map?
Yes. So what's going to go into this is we have to boost your online presence by submitting you to 60 different directories. So that will be done in 3 to 5 days from starting up. You'll be listed on, for example, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, Apple, Facebook, even Amazon Alexa. So literally all across the net. And the main purpose of us submitting you to all those directories is not to get leads from them, but so you could show up on the first page of Google to get leads there. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, definitely. So how long, like, how many months would you say it takes to get the feed to make it to the top spot in the map portion?
So here's the full timeline. 3 to 5 days, we're going to have you submitted to the 60 different directories, so all across the internet. Also, we're going to create for you a custom Google-compliant website. So that's done in 3 to 5 days. Now, within 7 to 10 days, you're going to be on the first page of Google in the advertising section. That's usually when the calls start
happening.
7 to 10.
So 7 to 10 days. For Google Ad.
You'll get all this in writing, too. And then the organic map section, to circle back to your question, the timeline we send you in writing to show up on the first page there is 30 to 45 days.
All right, hold on. I'm just writing this down.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And... as far as payment, do we have to pay before we can talk to the interviewer that you're talking about, or can we talk to them first?
No, so the account has to be active because they prep for the call. What they're going to do is have the domains pulled up that we can purchase for you. Also, they'll have all your keywords. So the client interview happens after we process payment and you're an active client.
Okay, and then... we can cancel if we're not satisfied?
Yes, ma'am. It's month-to-month, no contracts. We do it that way because we're confident once you see the results, you'll stick this out with us. But to answer your question, you could cancel.
Are there any cancellation fees?
No, ma'am. There's no hidden fees. So if you were to cancel, let me tell you the process. So I'll be your account lead, so you'll just call me directly. If you were to cancel, you're going to keep all the content we've created for you. So all 60 directories, your Google My Business page, your Bing Local page, all of that will stay active. What will happen, though, is your ads, we stop running those, okay? Also, you'll fall off the first page organically because we're not continuing to optimize you. In the website, you have two options. So you can either buy the website out for $99. Or you could pay us $49 a month to continue hosting your website.
Okay, so if we buy out the website, and what does that mean? Do we have to host it? Or
you have to host it yourself or find a company to host it for you. Or you could pay us $49 a month to continue hosting.
And what does hosting mean? Just like updating the content?
Yes. So updating the content, making sure that the SSL certificate stays active, adding the metadata, keyword phrase tags, uploading photos. You can do it on your own, or you can find a hosting site. But a lot of our clients, if they do leave us, it's usually because they have a good, like, referral or word-of-mouth base built up from this. So most of them just pay us to continue hosting the site. That way they don't have to hassle with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then if we do end up phasing out of the Google marketing and we just go straight to the website, how do we give you new content to upload?
So you're going to have a tracking and reporting system. And on there, it shows you all your metrics too, like keywords, searches, clicks, calls, views to the website. From there, you're able to add and delete photos. And when you do that, it automatically uploads to your website, your Google, and your Facebook page. And you're able to add promotions. So let's say you were going to do like a Halloween special, right? You just put the special in and how long you're running it, and that automatically posts to your Google page, your website, and your Facebook page.
Okay. And then once we talk with the interviewer, can we link our website and our Facebook page together?
Yes. Yes, we recommend that. So what we do is on the Google My Business page, we're going to link your website and Facebook page. And on the website, vice versa, we'll link the Facebook and the Google page. That way we could get as much traffic to all three of those sites as possible.
And do you have any sample websites that I can pull up to see, like, the quality?
Yeah, definitely. Give me one second here. What's the best email address for you?
M is in Mary Dixon, D-I-X-O-N, 4222@gmail.com.
Got it. All right. So I'm going to send you over everything right now in writing, but
okay.
Also in there is going to be a link to the website example. So give me one
second
here. All right, here it comes. It should be titled Increase Your Business with Google Marketing. Just let me know if you get that.
Okay, I will.
It was M like Mackenzie Dixon, D-I-X-O-N, 4222@gmail.com?
Yeah, that's right. Let me check my junk mail, maybe.
Yeah, because we haven't checked correspondence, it might have went in there. There you go.
Yeah, I have it. It just came in, so let me look at this.
So there's a lot of content on there. The first hyperlink, so you're going to see it'll say splash page right below the tracking and reporting system. And then it has a blue link that says mobile optimized website. If you click on that, it's going to take you to more information on the website. And then you have a sample page. So if you click that sample, which is under new and improved, that will take you to a current client's website. This is just an example of what we will create for you. It's a totally different industry. But this is just an idea. Obviously, we'll use your logo, your photos, et cetera.
Okay. And let's see. Yeah, this looks really good. And then I know that you probably don't work with Tree Services, but with Tree Services, we aren't able to give pricing online. So would that be an issue with the website?
No, it wouldn't be an issue at all. We just wouldn't list the prices for you. The content, so you're completely in the driver's seat. I have some clients that, like, they're just like, Daniel, you guys do it. We just want to answer our phones, and they just let it rock and roll. And then others are really hands-on where they're like, hey, I want this in there. They're adding promotions every single day. I feel like you're going to be more on that side. So that's perfectly fine. However you want it to look, we'll optimize it for you that way. Or update it for you that
way.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that sounds really great. That sounds like something we'd be interested in, at least to try it out, because we're trying to phase out of HomeAdvisor because it's just not working out anymore.
Right.
So we'd definitely be interested.
I have clients that, like, love that one and then others that hate it, you know. The main thing I hear is, even from the ones that love it, they hate paying for the lead when they don't get the job, you know. So.
Oh, yeah, this is 100% the problem.
Right. This is way different. Like, so what they do, HomeAdvisor is actually one of Google's biggest clients. They buy their own spot on Google, capture leads, and resell them back to you. So by doing this, you're, like, kind of cutting out the middleman. It's your name and number there, and they're just calling you directly, which is a way better situation.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it was okay when we first started because we didn't have any business, but now it's like, you know, if we're getting bad leads and then we drive all the way out there, I mean, our time is worth more than a lead that doesn't go through, you know?
Right. Exactly. I have some clients, too, that just keep paying them because of their reviews on there. Like, they have, like, 100 and something odd reviews, and they just pay just to keep those reviews because they'll take them away, you know? It's good, though. You did, like, the opposite.
Oh, really?
You're, like, you're boosting your Google reviews, which is good because that's going to stay with you, you know, whether you're using our service or not. So that's important.
Yeah. Well, I have a question about that. So we don't have any bad reviews yet, but if that does happen, is there a way to remedy that or does it have to stay?
So what will happen, we're going to offer you a request for view function. It's in your tracking system, and it's super easy to use. You just put your client's name in and their phone number or email, okay? Now, if you get a review, we're a Google Premier partner, so we have a team at Google dedicated to our company. If you get a review from, like, a competitor or something, we can dispute that with Google, but it doesn't always come off. It's kind of a long process. The best remedy we found for it is if you get a one-star review, we want to get you 5 more 5-star reviews to kind of offset it.
Okay, I gotcha. Okay, awesome. Well, we want to proceed, so just let me know what we need to do to get this ball rolling, and we can do that.
So first thing I need to do is I'm going to have some text messages sent to you. This 803-220-8869 number, is that the best number for your clients to reach you at?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, perfect. So... the first text coming through, when you get a chance, save this in your phone. I'm going to be your account lead on this. So this will be my direct line and extension.
We can text this number as well?
Yeah, you can. When you text me, it goes to my email. So, but yes, you can text. Correct.
Okay.
And the second text coming through is a YouTube video. It's about 6 minutes long. It's just going to show you the features you have on your tracking system and exactly how to use them. Really easy. And the third text will be a welcome text, which will have our hours of operation on it, along with client support's phone number. That's how you get a hold of our tech guide.
Okay.
Now, just for account purposes, your last name is Dixon. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And Mackenzie, is that capital M-C, capital K-E-N-Z-I-E?
Yes.
Perfect.
Yep, and then we'll add Spencer as well.
All right, Spencer. All right, so he's an authorized user, able to make changes on his own. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, and the company name, so the way you want it listed all across the internet, it's Dixon Trees LLC. Is that correct?
Right, that's correct. All right.
Perfect. And let's see. Okay. So were you PIN verified at the 139 Sandy Creek Court in Gaffin 29053? Is that the right address?
Yeah. Well, it's our home address. We don't have an office. I mean, we work from our office in our house, but yeah.
It's no problem. What we're going to do is we're going to use that same address for all the listings, but just like you did it on Google, we're going to hide it all across the internet so you don't have random people show up at your house.
Okay, that'd be really good.
Yeah, right. Now, service radius, how far are you guys willing to travel for new clients? We're able to do 50-mile radius max.
We can do, let's say, 40 miles for now, or let's do 30 miles, and then if we need a boost up, we can do that.
All right, perfect. So 30-mile radius. And services, so are you doing everything having to do with trees? Tree trimming, pruning, removal? Stump grinding, stump removal?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And then storm cleanup, like if a tree falls in your house type deal.
Okay. You guys are doing a 24/7 emergency service?
Yeah, we are.
Okay. Perfect. All right. No, if you got a tree on your house, you need somebody now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine.
We've actually taken, like, there's been, like, 4 of those calls within the last month. It's been crazy.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, that's, I can imagine. That'd be pretty crazy. I don't know what. I'd call you, you know, or somebody local to me. But, yeah, that'd be pretty crazy. Okay, hours of operation. Let me see how you have them listed now. 24/7. You want those same list, the same hours?
Yeah.
All right, perfect.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. So the next step, Mackenzie, what I'm going to do is assign a technician to your company and schedule your client interview with your tech. This is where they'll go over all the fun stuff, keyword phrases.
Okay.
They'll go over the website, how you want that to look, et cetera. Now, before I schedule that, I do just need to secure billing information. And I'm going to read a voice verification to you. This will just outline our service agreement that everything's month to month here, no contracts.
Okay, and I only have routing and checking. I don't have the debit card with me. Is that okay?
No, ma'am, actually. So we used to take, checks online where we did that, routing and account number. The company actually stopped doing it, so we only take Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover.
Okay. Can you call me back at 4?
Yes, ma'am.
I think 4 would be good. And then that way we can go ahead and set up the payment.
Yeah, that's no problem at all. Give me a second. All right. So I'm going to call you at 4 o'clock. At that time, all that will be left is I'm going to secure billing info, read the voice verification to you, schedule your client interview, and I'll walk you through your invoice. That'll take me around like 5 to 10 minutes. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, that sounds great.
All right. Perfect. Any questions for me in the meantime?
No, I appreciate you calling.
All right. Sounds good, Mackenzie. Have a great rest of your day, and I will talk to you at 4 o'clock, okay?
All right. Thanks. Bye.
All right, ma'am.